We are going? Okay. This is in no particular order. It's not necessarily, definitely not in the order of importance. It's just as it comes to my mind. First of all, Susan and I are celebrating our 38th wedding anniversary today. And so,
good on you, Susan.
I guarantee you, spending 38 years with me, she deserves a reward. And the Lord's going to give her one. But I'm so thankful that the Lord has blessed my life with a wife that not only has determined to stay with me for 38 years, but determined to make it a good 38 years. And I'm very thankful to God for the blessing that He gave me. And look forward to many, many, many more years to come. I've got things to do today, work-wise. So this is not going to be a celebration day. We'll try to pick a day later in the week to do that. And I just want to encourage y'all, too. I hadn't planned on saying it, but don't get all bent out of shape if that day something goes wrong and you can't make that day extra special. Because number one, it's not all about one day. It's about your life. And number two, you can always find another day. I don't know how many times our special day has been ruined for one reason or another. But that doesn't mean we can't pick another day and do something special. And that's what we're going to do. So, I wanted to share that. Another thing I wanted to share was a couple of testimonies. One, there was someone who contacted me this week and said, "Can I come see you this weekend?" And I said, "Sure." We made a time to do it. The person came over to the house, and I had no idea what was going to happen as a result of it. Usually two things could happen when people say, "Can I talk to you?" They either want to thank you for something or they want to rebuke you for something. And since it's not good to rebuke your elders, if that were to happen, it would be something outside the will of God and very unpleasant and sometimes very messy. But as it turned out, it wasn't a rebuke. It was a thank you and a confession and a I'm sorry, and I want to make things right. And so I'm very thankful to the Lord. This is something that I had been praying about for months, and I'm very thankful to God that that situation seems to have made a turn for the better and that things that were in the way have gotten cleared up, and that we can go on and find God's blessing as we go forward. And that's always a good thing. Never, 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 this is going to lead into the next thing, but never fail to respond to the voice of God, whether God's calling you to repent personally, whether He's calling you to go make something right with someone else, whether He's calling you to give something to somebody, to say something to somebody. Always obey the voice of the Lord. There's blessing that comes, the blessing of obedience. And so that leads me to one of the last things I'll share. I get my car washed at a place where it's convenient for me. They don't necessarily do the best job in the world. They do okay job, but I prefer to have it done in Cleburne where they do a little bit better job. But in Arlington, it's just more convenient for me on my lunch break or something to go by and get my car washed at this certain place. And I've been doing it there for years, and I've seen the management change hands about three different times, and a whole new group of people. Here I digress a little bit more. I have found that being a regular customer at a certain place gives you an opportunity to build relationship, and relationship gives you an opportunity to share Jesus and have some sort of credibility because they know you. Whether that's going to the same Starbucks as often as you can, whether it's shopping the same grocery store as often as you can, whether it's, you know, whatever. Being a regular somewhere and being known, every time I go to Starbucks within, you know, a few weeks of going to a new one, and they know my order, and they say, "Do you want your regular?" That's not a bad thing. They get to feel comfortable with you because they feel like they know you. If they know your order, they know you, right? But anyway, I going and getting my car done in a certain place, and it was something where I felt like it was not only giving me a better car wash, because once they know you, they feel like they want to work hard for you, but also it was giving me an opportunity to, over time, develop a relationship. And that was happening between me and a person that was working there. And the Lord spoke to me one day. I had said to this guy a few times, "Thank you for all your hard work on my car." And, you know, always tip the guys, try to do as good as I can with that, and tip well. But this guy, I had gone out of my way to say thank you. I said, "You know, I see something in you. You're a hard worker, and your dedication, you know, it's people can see that, and it's appreciated, and I want to just reward you for that with the tip, and also tell you I see that." Anyway, one day the Lord, about 3-4 weeks ago, spoke to me and told me something, gave me a word of knowledge concerning this guy. And he obviously wanted me to share it with him, with the intent that the Lord would touch him, and with the Lord telling him something about himself that I wouldn't normally know, that he would know that the Lord was speaking. And so I knew it was the Lord. I've heard the voice of the Lord. I've responded to the voice of the Lord. So many times had the Lord tell me things that I just know is him. But because it was in a place of business and everything, and because I didn't act on it the first time. Second time, I thought, "Well, okay, if I see him walk around the corner this time, and, you know, I'll say, well, he didn't walk around the corner." And I kept putting it off, and then finally, and each time I went there, the Lord kept sharing with me the same thing, and he said, "Speak to him." And so this last week on Tuesday, I went to get my car washed there, and I was walking away, and the Lord said, "Go back, talk to him. I'm tired of messing around with you, boy." And so I went back and I said, "I'm a Christian. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And I just want you to know that God is real and he speaks to me. And he's spoken to me about you, and he showed me something about you, and I'd like to share with you what God said." I didn't give him a chance to say yes or no. I just went straight into it. I said, "The Lord shows me that you have had a grandmother that has been praying for you for years, praying for your salvation, praying for you to follow Jesus." And I said, "But you've gone your own way. You've done your own thing, and you've resisted that path." I said, "But the Lord wants you to know that it's time for you to respond to Him." And as I was talking to him, his eyes just got big. And I said, I don't know if your grandmother's still alive or if she's dead. She's passed away and with Jesus." But he says, "She's passed away." And I said, "Well, the Lord wants you to know that all the prayer that she prayed over you that the Lord doesn't want that to be in vain. He wants you to respond. And he said to me afterwards, he said, "Man, you hit the nail on the head." And he said, and I was. He said, I was going my own way and doing my own thing. And I had things that kept in the way, came in the way of me serving the Lord. He said, and they were destroying my life. And I said, well, it's time to lay it down. Some other people came along. I didn't get to finish the conversation and lead him to a place of him making a commitment or whatever. But I know the Lord spoke to him. I know he was amazed. And I know that I have an inroad to go back and follow up with him, which I'm going to do the next time I see him. But I just want to, I'm not saying there's anything special about me, but there's something very special about our God. And he loves people enough that if we're open, he will use us in so many different ways to minister to people, whether it's a kind word, whether it's a word of knowledge, whether it's whatever it is, God wants to use us. So I just want to encourage you that as you're out, believe God for divine interventions and divine appointments, that he will bring us into contact with people that if we will only listen to him, he'll guide us with things, and then we trust him. One of the things that was preventing me, even though I've been used of the Lord to share many words of knowledge and many things, that thing came, but what if it's not true? What if it's not right? What if you're just making this stuff up? And in my heart, I was saying, I know that's true. I know it's right. And in the end, you've got to come to this place, either now or later. You got to come to the place when you're saying, okay, Lord, I trust you. I know your voice, and I'm going to obey you. And once again, it came out right. Once again, God showed. And in fact, the person who came to talk to me and share with me that they were sorry for things that had happened and wanted to make things right. The last time before that it was months ago, that I spoke with this particular person, the Lord gave me a word for them. And once again, it was either going to work out or it was going to be a dud. And you just got to trust God. Am I hearing your voice? And if you know you're hearing the voice of the Lord, it's an act of faith. He who prophesies according to his measure of faith. And I shared some things with that person at the time, which I thought, this is either going to eventually bring us closer together and him closer to the Lord, or it's going to totally destroy things. But I know my heart is for him to get closer to God and us to come closer together, and that's how it worked out. Then one last thing. There was some communication that Jason received this week, and I'm not naming names on any of these things because it's not my point to draw attention to those people, but to what God's doing and what God's saying. So, but someone had mentioned, and we don't really fully know the meaning behind what was said. There was reference to playing church in the communication. It seemed that the reference was that the person was tired of being around other people who are playing church, and that would be us, you know. And that hurt, because of all the people that I know, the people who are least likely playing church are the ones that we're in fellowship with here. And it was said to Jason, I don't believe it was said about him only. If it was said in that way, it could have been taken another way too. But it just made me want to say this publicly, that there is a lot of sacrifice that goes into making what happens here happen. A lot of laying down of a life. A lot. Jason could be pursuing a career. He could be out putting everything he has into climbing that ladder. Brothers and sisters, when you put your family, their livelihood, your pay and everything in the hands of God, and you're trusting God to take care of you, when you could very well as a young man be doing something totally different, you better be careful what you're saying about that man playing church. And Susan and I are not playing church. It cost so much, but we do it willingly and we do it gratefully. Michael and Kristen, not playing church. Everyone I see here today, I know you're not here because you're playing church. You're here because you love the Lord. You're here because you're committed to the vision of this church. You're here because you're wanting God to move through us to touch the ends of the world. However unlikely that may look right now, we're still committed to that end. So I just want you to know, if you ever hear somebody say something like that about the leadership of this church or your brothers and sisters in here, I believe you have God's permission to have some righteous indignation rise up within you and to speak very clearly. You're talking about the wrong people. You know not what of you speak. And I just wanted, if nothing else, I wanted the devil to hear that. We're not here playing church. We're not here to give other people an opportunity to play church. In fact, if you have something wrong in your life, you can expect to maybe hide somewhere else. You're not going to hide here. Somebody's going to love you enough to bring it up and question you on it and do all the one another things that the Scripture calls us to do. And that's costly because there's people who will break off relationship if you say one thing to them. And they're gone. And so you're taking a chance by doing the biblical thing and living a righteous, holy life before God and being responsible to Him and responsible to one another. We're taking a chance. And that's not playing church. Playing church is ignoring those things. Coming here, punching your religious time card, and then going home and pretending like everything's okay. We have real people with real love for God and also real issues. And we love one another enough that we're going to walk with one another, stand with one another, communicate with one another, hold fast to one another. You know, there is no true ministry that doesn't take into account a commitment to relationship. Playing church is ignoring that relationship. We are committed to God. We're committed to one another. And like I said, something rose up within me. And you have, I believe, you have God's permission for that indignation to rise up within you if you ever hear of anybody talking against your brothers and sisters in this body, which you know is not true. Because there's too much laying down of life, there's too much of giving everything to God to let that go and not say something. And I'm thankful for the relationship I have with my wife. I'm thankful for our marriage. I'm thankful for the history that we have. I'm thankful for the years. In a similar way, I'm thankful for the relationship. That we have. I'm thankful for the history that we're developing and have. I'm thankful for the future that we have. I'm thankful that God has given us revelation that relationship means so much, and we don't take it lightly, and we don't say flippant things, and we don't go off half-cocked and make evaluations about things that we know nothing about. And I'm thankful for the commitment that we have with each one of you, and I'm thankful for your determination to keep going. In the natural, who would, you know? But when you know God's speaking to you, when you know God's at work, you don't live according to the natural. You live according to the Spirit. So I just want to pray, and then I'll turn it over to Jason. Heavenly Father, Lord, I forgive that person who said that. That may not even be the correct context of how it was said, but it seemed like it. But Lord, I thank you and I praise you that it did cause us to think and evaluate. And Lord, I thank you for the conclusion that I've come to, that I'm so privileged. To be in relationship with people of character, with people of vision, with people with determination, and with people who we have a relationship that has not only got miles on the odometer, but so many more miles to come. We thank you for it, and we praise you, Lord. We bless not only our friends, but those who make themselves enemies. It's not at our choosing. It's not what we want, Lord. But we ask that just like the person who came yesterday, we ask that everyone who has something wrong in their heart would repent and come and make things right. And whether they do or whether they don't, Lord, we're going to continue to do our best to love them and go forward and to do what you've called us to do. And we ask that you give us the strength and the grace to do that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Technique. Why can't that disc be I can work my name later. I just want to do it. Anyway, I'm very glad that I like, what did you do? Show me how to do that. You know, show me what. Anyway, first time I asked him to do that. But anyway, we went out the other day, this past week. Was it this past week? Last week. We went out this last week, And Graham went with us. And Graham has a nice little arm on him as far as the drive is good, right? So, they only did a good job, Graham, good job. And then he said to me, you have to hold the disc. You have to hold the disc like this, and then go like, and you put the disc on your shoulder here, and you go like that. You know, and I looked at him, and something clicked on the inside that one. That's fine. It was almost like the Lord said, this is how you do it.
That isn't proper technique, but it worked.
But then I thought, I mean, it was almost like this thing from heaven.
Oh, you're like,
I mean, that's how it worked. I mean, it was so funny, but that's how I thought. So I went ahead and I took it there. Okay. So I did it. And it went. Oh, God. So then I thought, you know, and if I try and do it different like this, or when it wasn't working, so I thought, okay. And this goes off. So I pray to the Lord, because he answered my prayer through. Good child. But it was almost like the voice of the Lord. It's just like the click, and that click in it. Now, another thing. Today, you know, they were talking and stuff like that. I have my nails done. I haven't done them very well. I haven't done that for the last 5 years. And I always go to another particular place. Well, she takes such a long time. You know, it's kind of like that's why I never seem to go regularly. Because it's like, if you go there, it's like, most of your day's gone. You know, so I went somewhere else, and they were quick. They were quick, and they were clean. And it concerns me about this other place, that it's not as clean as it should be, and I felt a little bit concerned. But I've been trying to be people for years. They think I'm family going in. And I pray for her, not really. I try to say different things, and not really had a... It's not an opportunity. It's like that they, I don't know if they understand it. They're like, what kind of place? But anyway, so I went to this other place and I've been there a couple of times. And I thought, well, they're there. Well, today, it's like, you know, because you do feel, you have a heart for people. You do pray for them. And you do want to see things happening in us. And you hear different things that they're saying about their children and their parents and their, you know, how their children are going for counseling things. You're hearing all this stuff about their life. But today, it's like the Lord, not life, the Lord spoke to me. He said, you know, through, isn't it amazing how the Lord speaks to us? You know, whether it's your, you know, here I'm coming here, I'm not expecting anything, but it's like, you know, I want you to go back there. It does take a long time, but I want you to go back there. Start praying for words of knowledge. Start praying that I can give you opportunities to say something or to do something or keep praying and keep going, even though it's dirty, even though it takes a long time and it starts to put me in a position and say, go, I want you to go there. But it's like, oh my goodness, okay, Mom. Okay, I can do that. You know, so that's the Lord makes it.